Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Our boys are big.
Like big, like in they haven't grown muscle big or?
Big like Rob big.
Come on.
Well, let's tell the truth. I just like people to know that if anything presents itself to me in the next, in the last years of my life.
Yes.
In the twilight of my life, ladies and gentlemen, if the situation was to approach me where it would be a rather lucrative to sacrifice some of my pride, I'd like all of my listeners, all of you that are listening right now, to know that I am a dirty little whore. Manjaro was in there, all in my bloodstream, injected into my leg going, I don't want to eat anything. And the cannabis drink comes along and goes, oh man, you're going to eat everything. You're going to eat everything that's not nailed down.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Monday. Great to have you here. And we can go down with that music a little bit. It's nice to have everybody here for Monday. I want to jump right into everything we need to talk about today, because today, ladies and gentlemen, we've arrived in Southwest Florida to hurricanes. I should put the reverb on.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's a big announcement.
Yeah.
It's the first of the year, right?
But I can't do that. It's the first big one, yeah. So it's
2023. It's
hurricane season. Season. Oh, I can do that myself.
Yeah.
Hurricane season.
I like that.
I just turned it off.
Is this not unexpected for you, right? By the way, Rob.
No, I mean, in
Rob's
general,
fine.
Not
He'll be
not
back
unexpected
on, tomorrow.
But I should point. Oh yeah, Rob's getting a procedure.
Yeah.
To check his
pee-pee.
No, I believe he's getting his digestive tract, his esophagus and all that, where there was
that's just a follow-up.
A year ago when he was like, yeah. Where he looked like a scene out of a Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. That's
Mike.
It. One of his bloodier.
About it now.
One of his bloodier movies. All right, so here it is. When you're down here, it's part of the world, but it has changed, and it has changed dramatically, because prior to Hurricane Ian, the attitude in Southwest Florida and a lot of the coast of Florida was, we get them all the time. I've been through this one. I've been through this one. I've been through this one. We never got at least in Fort Myers, we never got the kind of storm we got with Ian. It was amazing. And one of the reasons I found out later, and I've been reminded of today, is that when you talk about the ocean floor off the coast of Florida, it is a shallow ocean floor off the coast of Florida. You have to go 40, 50, 60 miles out to get
West Coast.
Really, on the West Coast. You have to go 40, 50, 60 miles out to get really deep water. And so that 40 to 50 miles, you've got 50 miles of shallow, which means when water is pushed in, it can be a problem. But before I get into the details and the minutiae of Idalia, Hurricane Idalia, or Tropical Storm Idalia, let me just say that the attitude down here has people were so cavalier about it prior to the last storm. And now, you know, it's the tip of everybody's tongue, and no one for one second is taking anything for granted. We are not boarding up houses, and we are not getting ready to evacuate, but we are keeping such a close eye on this because, Mac, were you able to find the track of that storm?
He's got one. There we go.
Yeah. That track, all right, is, and not the entire track from the bottom, but when it gets close to the, when it gets close to Florida, that's the angle where Ian came in.
Yeah.
All right. And Ian came in after it was predicted to go north as well. Mm. And it was predicted to go up to the panhandle.
Yes.
Like this one was or is. And then they said, it's going to go a little further east, maybe a kind of a direct hit on Tampa. That's where we are now. And then after that, it took a sharp right turn. So no one is trusting that path right now until, Tuesday evening or whenever this thing goes by. It is moving fast. And by the way, for the effers out there that gave me a hard time about talking about weather, lick my Irish bag right now, because this is what we're living in right now. Got a band earlier today from the system, which was pretty intense coming through, the kind of rain where you almost have to pull your car over to the side of the road. And so that's where we are. We're just sitting here waiting to see what's going to happen, and everybody's on alert. Everybody's a little edgy, you know?
I having visited in this past, 3-month window,
right?
I was a little put off, but also concerned with the weight and sheer mass of your hurricane shutters.
Oscar is talking about the olden style hurricane shutters I have, which are, I think that's aluminum, right? Would that be aluminum,
absolutely.
The metal?
But heavy and sharp.
Yes. Yeah. Wear gloves. Or they'll cut you.
Because Mike has them stored in his garage like anybody would.
Yeah. And the way I can explain the way it works. So you've got, these really heavy, they're literally next to me in the studio. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
But commercial grade.
And,
like, it's thick and heavy.
And it's got little eyelets on the bottom and the top, and you use the eyelets to screw in.
It's manual labor, I think,
and
a 10
it's
out
manual
of 10.
Labor that I did myself.
I don't even know how you did it.
I hurt my back doing it. I remember that's when I was done golfing for a while because my back injury.
I tried to lift three of them to move them as we were building the studio.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know how this guy does this.
And then interestingly enough, at the front of the house, there were these little plastic ones. Like, these are the windows that don't matter. I don't know why they were on there, but I followed kind of the way you're supposed to do it. I think it has something. I have no idea. Don't get me into the weeds on it, so I don't know.
I was concerned because I said, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how much a like true automatic shutters cost, but maybe that's on the wish list.
I am having a conversation with people who put in storm shutters for the back
the
of the
ones
house.
That you like hit a button and it goes.
Yeah. And he was talking about it and he put in the new windows mm-hmm. and he said, that's what I would do. I would do. And I'm sitting there as I'm having a conversation with this guy who's, you know, who poops gold brick.
Yeah.
And
calculating
I'm sitting there
the
going,
dollars.
I'm like, dude, there's, you know,
there's no way.
It's such a racket now with all that stuff.
Yeah.
And in general, the cost of everything's gone up. But when you talked about the storm and storm impact windows and all that, look, I'm not ready to jump out into the yard and put up these things, but I can if I need to.
Yeah, I guess it's more of a logistical if anybody's judging the effort that's put up to actually put them up and take them down. I highly underestimated that. And
better
I
than
also,
putting boards up, I guess.
I was very concerned with how Mike does it on his own because these are not easy to maneuver. And
it's just a pain.
They're huge.
It's huge, and there are a lot of them, but it's
thank
not.
Thank God little Michael's like finally bulking up.
There are a couple of them where you have to get up on a ladder and do it, but overall, it
didn't look easy.
It was time consuming. Yeah. And so I hope.
When
I don't
do
have
you
to
decide
do
to do that? When the band you, starts
when you,
moving?
When you're in the cone.
When
you're in the
gets
cone
like,
and they say, like if they move that tonight and move that yeah. over, two things would happen. If they move the cone where we were going to get it and it was going to come in as a one,
mm-hmm.
I might hunker down and just yeah. deal.
One's no big deal. Two. Who does number two work for is what I want
but,
to know.
Who does number two? Who is number two? But Oscar, my lovely bride, you have not been down to where she has set up shop.
Oh, you need sandbags.
She has gone all the way down almost to that causeway that you saw on TV mm-hmm. with Sanibel. And the shopping center she went into was, and she did this for a multitude of reasons. Her client base in Fort Myers, Florida, is based around that area, and that's where. And it was also a financial opportunity where she could get a lot more space for the buck.
Yes.
And then, but that is what we worry about now because we have a two-pronged thing. I am 13 miles as the crow flies by the coast. I have been through the worst hurricane that this area has ever gotten, and we did not get flooded.
Mm.
I am confident that where I live is a safe zone. I am equally terrified about where Carla is being underwater with higher than a 4 to 5 foot storm surge. If they get that, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
She is insured and we'll yeah. make other arrangements after that. And it's just it's what everybody deals with. The poor people down on Fort Myers Beach, if you drive down, it's still a disaster area. And you don't know what's going to happen. And I'm told regarding the shallow waters, Tampa Bay is going to get whacked if they get a massive storm surge. And they're saving 7 to 13, 14 feet.
How high are the stages at the Mons Venus from what you recall? Are they going to be okay?
They're close to the water. I know they're downtown. Mm. The whole of downtown. I don't know enough about Tampa to talk to you about it. But it is it's been very much on our mind. And the feeling I got over the weekend when we first started turning this on, and by the way, Michael's school is closed tomorrow. The feeling I got was just right in the pit of my gut.
Mm.
It was the weird, it happens though when you're in a hurricane
recording
area.
Tomorrow? AM?
What's that?
You probably can't play golf.
If you're interested in an AM recording,
let's do it.
100%. If
the fellas cancel,
what's that?
If the fellas cancel,
Othello.
The fellas cancel. Yes.
I don't think I'd be very surprised if they did. So we'll see. Okay. We'll wait and see what happens. But it is just so difficult to conceive of for the people that are down there. You know, for us, when you're right on the beach, those people just. Put them in your thoughts. Put them in your head because they are, everybody's hunkering down. And it's terrifying because they know what happened to us down here. So up in Tampa, where it's a little bit north, but there's that cone. And if you want to see where that black square is, where they're saying underneath the white square, what does that read, that black square?
This guy's Tuesday evening, 105 miles per hour.
Tuesday evening, 105. That is literally on that little square is right on where I live. So we'll
yeah, but you, I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah, well, you
yeah,
realize
shift
that's
10 miles
the,
south. How many miles are you down from that cone, roughly, from Tampa? An hour and a half?
2.5 hours.
Okay, 2.5 hours. We're talking about 60 miles, 40
minutes.
70 miles. The way you
drive. And the real devastation comes in the narrow area. Yeah. It does. That's the bottom. But the effects of it, the whole state's affected by that because it's so large. So it's
just
you know, it's
Cancun. Lucky ducks.
Cancun. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I'd love to be in Cancun drinking my cannabis water.
What about your son's psychology? He's probably used to this.
He's going to be excited that he has the day off.
I got it.
That's how he'll
hurricane day.
Yeah. So it's it's
weird. You're holding up. You're not as grumpy as you usually are when these things are happening. Maybe because you went through the worst of it.
Well, it's two things. It's having been through a bad one that where you're ever vigilant, which you are, and then you know, having been through that, you are vigilant, but yet you know what you can handle with that. And I'm really freaked out for my wife. I really am, because it's like you don't expect when you get one like we got that the first landfall of the year, the first real hurricane landfall of the year, is going to be in your backyard again.
No.
And you're beginning to, you know, and by the way, if that does shift south and, you know, and affects that area, you know, I'll be house shopping in Virginia. That's what's going to happen.
Enough is enough.
Well, no, I think a lot of people when you get these, they're the New Orleans area got Katrina, and then they got like one or two more after that.
I don't blame you.
And a lot of people said, "F it."
The hyper anxiety alone, not even living there,
right?
And you know, I'm a sponge for pain, Mike. But
yeah, I know you are. You love the struggle.
But
you do.
I don't need Mother Nature, you know, bending me over multiple times a year saying, "How's it feel?"
Well. And it ain't over yet. You know? I mean, because we are now, if you remember, Ian, Hurricane Ian was at the end of the month. So it's not even the beginning of September yet. And the worst hurricane we ever got was the end of September. So I've got a month of this.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Part of the deal. It's part of what living down here. It's fantastic. But, you know, those of us that have been here a while, and I've been here long enough where I consider myself you know, a non-snowbird now because I'm down here for the entire year, except for a little vacay up in Maine. I don't, you know, go between the areas like I do. And so we now are, not only are we getting the benefit of hurricanes, but we're also getting the mass exodus from the rest of the United States, which is overcrowding our highways, our byways, our stores, our restaurants, and everything down here. So we get it all. We get it all. But that's it. I will keep you posted, and
you.
Tomorrow when we tape, whatever time we do tape, I will give you an update as to as to where we are. There is a calmness among the meteorologists down here. I've talked about it years ago. I talked about it where they are the ones you pay attention to. If you watch the national people, they know down here not to go out of their minds because you're going to freak people out.
Yeah.
So they're a little more calm about it, and they're very matter-of-fact about it. But, you know, if you turn on old CNN, you know, the high-pitched people, here we are down here, we're getting, you know, we have enough stress in our own bellies where we don't need it from somebody telling us, and knock on wood, everything's going to be fine. It just, the waiting game sucks because you watch this thing spool up, and you can see it down there right now. You know, it's like hanging out, you know, trying to have a Cuban sandwich. And then it's gonna go north, north, north. We'll have to wait and see. But I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird world. You think about it, but you don't really think about it until it's knocking on your door, and then you go badass. That's the way it happens.
Oh, it's understandable, especially after last year.
Yeah. So you know, it was a normal weekend here. We enjoyed, or I enjoyed, I should say. The football, the ups and downs of a football weekend. And it was the first Pop Warner game on Saturday. And it was really, for me, a first. I've never done that kind of little league. And there were one, two, three. There were four games on this two football field complex where we go. And I knew something was different when I drove over there with my son and I see cars out on the main road. We're like half a mile off the main road. It was packed. Everybody had a tent. Everybody had their fold-up chairs. All the players have to get there an hour and a half early so they can go over their losing playbook.
Did I say that?
I'm so sorry.
Did you have your playlist at least to pump him up?
No, I didn't do any of that. Because I wanted to get the lay of the land and be there, and because I was solo flying, where Mrs. O'Mara, months and months ago, booked something that she didn't want to disappoint. That, by the way, that's her. That's the way she rolls people. If you make a long-term appointment and you're coming in from out of town, she didn't want to disappoint those people, so she did that. And so it was just me, the elderly dad, rolling over there, and it was... It was a crowd scene. Yes.
I saw, let me look at my feed, a handful of TMOS listeners, or maybe I saw, I read that wrong, that had come into town.
I know the name of the guy, if you want to know who came into town.
Well, let me triple check.
He had a family member. I don't know the details, but I know he and a family
last
member.
Last name Moffitt?
Yes.
Wait.
He's a regular, he's a P1, is he not?
Yeah, Reese Moffitt is a 10, but is he worth missing your kid's first Pop Warner game? I don't think so.
She's a dedicated professional. She's like you. You should like the work ethic.
Reese, kick rocks. Read the room. Say, hey, no big deal. I'll see you for coffee maybe after the game.
No, he was very respectful of her time, and he knew what he heard on the show. No, I'm not going to let you diss him because he's a client of my wife.
Listen. I'm not dissing. Mm-hmm. How do I put this thoughtfully? And I don't want to create enemies.
I don't know the guy that well.
Well, I've broken bread with Reese. Reese is he's great.
Does he spend a lot of time coming to us? And
yeah, he's a P1 of P1s. He's an advocate. Okay. Though, when you said that your wife had to work on Saturday, I thought it was like one of her steady Eddie regulars that she had made a commitment to. Right. Remember, you're talking to the son of an esthetician. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my mom was gone. Every Saturday was jammed, packed. She'd miss things, but I get that.
Right.
But Reese, you know, little Michael's running for
Reese
his first
didn't know. Reese
100-yard
made this
game.
Reese made the arrangements like
yeah, but you've
ago.
Been talking about the on the air that there was a conflict, and he was the conflict.
He was the conflict.
Man, talk about friendly
I
fire.
I knew the name when Carla mentioned it.
Friendly she fire.
She didn't mention it until Saturday afternoon.
Reese, you shouldn't feel guilty, but I'd feel bad if I were you.
No, Reese, there is
you
no
took
need.
Carla away from her child, her 10-year-old
child. Gave her a
child.
Big tip. Gave her a big tip. I know that.
Well, I don't know if a tip replaces memories.
And I think he had another family member, too, that was with him.
No, never.
I don't know.
All right, if you had two clients, fine.
It was
your kid's first game.
She had two. And
did you videotape it? Was it live streamed? Can she see it later?
I videotaped the entrance. Okay. Where well, they came in.
Was it a loss or a win again? It was a loss?
I'll get to that in a second.
Oh. Hold on. Well, if it was a loss, not so memorable.
I'll tell you why.
Man, that's rough.
What's rough is, you know.
I'm happy you weren't selfish, and she wasn't selfish. She could have blown it off. She respects not just her own trade, but the wonderful listeners of this enterprise, this wonderful family. I don't know. I think I'd blow somebody off.
I think the video's crap that I got.
Better than most people, but I think if it was Luca's first game and he was my blood, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
But it's
come
a
to
dad,
the game. I'd invite
it's
him
football.
To the game. Reese likes football.
But I'm the guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
true.
It's like I like the football, and there'll be plenty more. So the game. We are playing Cape Coral.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you've heard a lot about Cape Coral. They're on a lot of lists. A lot. It's very, very. It's our super
Cape
city.
Coral, known winners.
Outside of Fort Myers.
Known winners.
The population. I don't know if they're known winners. I think if you're talking about he's playing with his new things.
Yes.
If you're talking about the game of life, an awful lot of burglaries down there that they have on the local news.
Sorry, that was loud.
So the game starts. The kids run out, and for the Mustangs, they put the black smoke up. And it was kind of cool, and they ran out, and everybody's like, "Root, root, root!" And you got our team on the sideline, and then across the field is their team, and it's cool. Then the Cape Coral team. I think the Cape Coral team took the field prior to our guys. Yes, they did. And I remember the first thought that popped into my mind This is a 10 and under, all right? You have 10 and under and 8 under. So these are 10-year-olds and 9-year-olds. That's the group.
Yeah, that's the window, and the age group.
And the Cape Coral team took the field, and I remember saying to myself, going, this is a mistake. This is a mistake. The older group has taken the field accidentally. That is how much larger they were than our little 10 and under guys.
Like
they
HGH older or like
no, just
larger?
Like bigger. I don't know how they got there. I don't know
maybe
anything.
Maybe they're throwing weights and flipping plates.
Look, the one thing
bulking
I saw,
up.
I said, they're big. It's going to be a challenge. They're very, very, but big doesn't mean anything. You can be big and not be talented or be well-coached or be blah, blah, blah. So it goes, first play. Now, my son's playing linebacker. He's playing middle linebacker.
Sweet.
And I remember seeing this kid, number 55, for the Cape Coral team, come into the game. And starting starting offensive lineman. They're getting the ball first. And I remember looking there and goes, that is a big lineman. That guy is going to be tough for defensive line.
This
to get
might
around.
Be a better analogy. Like Dominican Republic 10-year-old or... like that type of situation.
Are you talking about the kind of people that try to get into baseball by faking their age?
Like a grown man that's like, you know, look, almost turning 18, but he's
playing in
minor league.
Well, I don't know. I don't think Pop Warner, the organization, really, really regulated. Really regulated. Birth certificates have to be presented and all that. So, but if you were on the sidelines, if that wasn't said, if that was said once, it was said 20 different times.
Sure,
by
that
people.
Guy's 10?
Man,
that guy.
Oh man, how old is that? 10 and under? 10 and under. So the kid, 55, first thing in my mind, I said, man, he's going to be tough to get around his block. Mm-hmm. Well, he would be tough to get around the block if he was blocking.
Ah.
He is the running back.
Oh.
Number 55.
No.
And his first run, he is tossing kids off him. He is just like running the line going, and they're going, pow, pow, pow. Final score, the Estero Mustangs bagel and the Cape Coral team 25.
Oh, no.
25 that zippy. And it was not, you know, like any sport, it is not fun. It is not fun in America to lose at anything.
Reese,
it's not.
You did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to sit there and watch your kid lose that type of deficit. No,
it's
Carla.
No,
you did the right thing.
Carla,
thank
was
you,
lucky.
Reese.
Yeah, Carla. Carla,
you turned
Carla
a sad day
there
into a happy day.
I called Carla probably right before she had 1 o'clock. The game started at noon, and I called her right before one, and I said, "Hi, babe. Hi, how's it going?" I said, "We're getting shellacked. Getting totally shellacked."
This is a good lesson. How does losing work? Because I've told you on air that when I lost MSI soccer, this is youth soccer in Montgomery County, right outside DC. Mm-hmm. My father, in the games that he would come at, he would make no bones about what was done wrong.
Criticizing
the coach, and then asking me what I was going to do to fix the situation personally, what I could do, and then telling me what I could do because I had no answers to that.
That's tough.
He made me accountable for my mistakes and told me what I did right and wrong, mostly wrong. How does Mike O'Mara deal with a loss like that?
I'm not a good loser. I have to admit that. I am not a good loser. I'm highly competitive. And I taped it. I taped what I said to him in the car.
Oh, I love
it. Because I thought
it
was important.
This is great.
All right, let me play the tape for you right now. Play that tape, will you please?
Huh? Christ almighty, it's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
So I didn't think that resonated. Oh, I'm sorry, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. This is what I said. This is in the car saying this directly to Mike.
Get out! You're not good enough! Piss off! Get out!
Oh dear!
How did he take losing?
He was great, and he was great because he was sad, but then he took it like a man, and I like that because the only thing I didn't want to have after the loss was whiny, whiny, whiny. I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm going to say this is part of the game. You play competitive sports. You have to have a winner and a loser. Somebody's got to lose. They were a bigger team. Physically, they dominated you, which they did. And I don't think they can beat a bigger team like that. I don't think they've got the talent. And that's the reality of it. So on to the take your licks. Learn from the experience.
Next play.
It certainly tested your mettle.
Yes.
It tested your courage out there to be out against super big kids. And you know what? They had a big first half, but not as big a second half. So I was proud of the way he played. My son nose for the ball, dives in. I hope he doesn't get hurt. I look. And if somebody's saying right now, rolling their eyes, you don't want him to get hurt, well, then why is he playing football? Well, no parent wants to see their kid get hurt. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that in an actual game because, you know, they're not pulling any punches. They're going at each other. And a lot of tears at that age, and certainly at the 8-under game, which was before ours, a lot of the tears that you have. And other than that, it was funny because everybody's excited. And then when you're just getting blown out, it's the worst experience in football you can have because you're just there waiting now. It's just a waiting game. There's very little excitement because they can't really come back based on the skill level that we're dealing with. And so everybody gets kind of quiet. It just gets kind of quiet. There's not a lot of bitching, but there's a lot of quiet.
Yeah.
Whereas before the game, it gets good. His attitude afterward, I was proud of him. I liked the fact that he had only a moment. And then, we're just not – he did a little of that. And I said, no, none of that crap. Don't beat yourself up. Mm-hmm. Just move on and get better. Now, being the bad parent, when they had the team meeting – after the game, just like the team meetings they have at practice. Oh, God. It's like, you know, what are you doing? What are you going? The table of elements? Is that what you're doing over there? I mean, my God, you get a little, your mommy and daddies are ready to get the hell out of there after the big L.
Yeah, but you have right? to, maybe they're
they
adjusting.
They have to have the postmortem.
Yeah.
I know. And I just was.
Were you in the car with AC on?
That's disappointing.
Michael, meet me in the car.
God, Oscar, I have to tell you, though, down here, man. Surface of the sun.
Yeah, I would get in the car too.
For the rocket scientists too, who decided it'd be a really good idea for their home jerseys to be black.
Oh no,
I don't know.
Steelers colors,
green letters, black jersey.
Mm, the mean green machine.
Well, the white jerseys are for the away. It's the opposite of the NFL. Well, good. I just wish they were, you know, lighter jerseys. And the kids that were playing afterwards for the 2 o'clock game, not the noon game, God love them for hanging in there. So disappointment. Comfort, though, sat with some of the other moms, which was great. Chatted with some of the dads, had a very, very good time, and right on the, 45-yard line. And had a nice little tent that I sat. I sat underneath an Ohio State tent.
Nice.
And it was delightful. The experience was fun. I would be lying if I say now my enthusiasm level is where it was prior to the home opener. It wears you out a little bit, you know.
Well, there might be zero scores on your team is tough.
Yeah, and it's hot here again. So there might be a drop Michael off at practice and sit in the car till practice is over. Surf my phone. Just don't think I need to watch the whole damn thing. That's just where I am right. But I could change. I could change by the time it happens tonight. And we don't know what the situation is with these bands coming through right now. So that's it. I'm hopeful that we will fight a wee team next time.
Yeah.
A team that might resemble 10-year-olds.
They can't all be world beaters.
There's some big boys out there. We've got our big boys, too. You know
what happened to the
but they
the
had
game?
Big boys who seemed to be big boys who were
like muscle.
Fit. You know, so what are our boys are big,
like you know. big, like then they haven't grown muscle big or
big like Rob big.
Come on.
Well, let's tell the truth. You know, and we've got little speedsters,
yes.
But we got to go outside. We got to run outside. I could look, if I was a bad father, I'd be sitting here and giving you my bitch list. I'm not going to give you my bitch
list. You're not a coach. Just you're a parent. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's a win for you because you don't know enough about the game to actually get in there and start coaching like you do about baseball. But I'll give you an example.
Easier.
Our friend Foxworth is for the first year coaching his sons Like Pee Wee League team?
I think that's enough.
Well, that's really enough. The parents asked him to.
How old's his son?
I think he's like 8 years old, if I'm not mistaken. 6 years old, 7 years old.
Michael? But I heard him. Anyway,
so
that's great.
He was saying.
The professional NFL player coaching his team.
Well, I don't know if the output is going to be similar to.
So Fox's son is 8. What is he, 6'5" now already?
No,
is
that no. What it is? No, he's a good kid. But I think what you can overhear even on his podcast is that, he's not good. He said he doesn't want to get into the politics about kids getting playing time. Right.
None of that on our team. None of that on our team.
Players will play.
Yeah.
And then he's talking to his wife as like, look, if you want to field any like emotions, you got to talk to them, to his wife, like, because she's part of the. You know,
so Fox's
games.
Wife will be handling the emotional part of it.
He's like,
what a lovely, brave thing for him to. You got to get him on the show.
Something along those lines. Where he's like,
we have to talk Little League football on the show.
The players that deserve to play get the play.
Tell Fox. Is there any way in the next week we can get a week or two?
I'll
we can get
him.
Fox
I'll
on the show. We could do. We'll have at least a half hour segment talking about Pee Wee football.
But I felt
he is turning that over to his wife. Listen, if you've got any real complaints.
I'm not saying his wife is going to deal with it, but I just know that within a conversation that they recorded for one of their shows that's already out, he said, I'm just going to find the right players to play on the team.
Yeah, which is kind of what they do. But there are enough players that everybody gets a little time. Like, my son is a starting linebacker, and he plays the whole game on defense. And then at the very end, when it was a blowout, he's the backup fullback, and he got in.
So you get some opportunities.
He got a couple of opportunities. Yeah. But I think that they have their guys that they start. And I don't think anything's etched in stone, just like a regular NFL team.
If you have
another guy that gets in,
I don't
know. Another guy that gets in.
I don't know what the – I guess for me, what I was trying to highlight is the blessing is that we don't know enough about the game to get involved in the X's and O's. Like you do baseball.
I do. I do to a certain extent.
What type of offense are they running?
I would say this, that in my opinion, and this is not, I love our coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. They're fantastic. Just would have liked to see a few more outside runs and a little quicker execution. We were sluggish. We were slow. We have to practice faster and we have to play faster.
Okay.
That's all I would say. But as you said, Oscar, I am not out there.
Yes.
And I would love to talk to Fox about, whether he thinks it's equitable for a former NFL player to be coaching a team. I think it's a complete travesty of justice. That's just my humble opinion for you. 100%. I think that's ridiculous. Give me a break. But get him on the show. I'd love to chat with him about it. That'll be fantastic. By the way, Rob is having a medical procedure, and he's going to come back tomorrow good as new. And it's Oscar and Mike, and we will have the round table. Lots going on in the world when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Hey, hot stuff. Ready to stay cool this summer? Grab some dadgrass and let's dive in. It's legal, it's organic, and guess what? It's great because TSA, that's the Transportation Safety Administration, they give it the thumbs up. Get that smokable hemp action and keep your cool. Spark up those pre-rolled joints. They're all about the low THC, high CBD vibes. And for you non-smokers, no worries. Dadgrass has tinctures and gummies that'll have you riding the mellow wave. No smoke required. Oh, and jet setters. Rob, listen up. Dadgrass is your travel buddy. TSA is on board, so you can take your chill on the go. Fly high, stay mellow. It's the maximum utmost experience, my friend. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the good old USA. Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order, dadgrass.com/TMOS. And hey, everybody. Guess what? It's time. It's time for the round table, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't do this over the weekend. I actually ignored it, and I thought I'd talk about it on the show. Whoa, whoa. Price is Right legend Bob Barker, one of my all-time faves and one of my all-time long impersonations. I've done him for a very long time. He died Saturday of natural causes. He was 99 years old. Of course, the joke that I got tired of reading was he couldn't get to 100. He got to 99, and he didn't get to 100 without going over. That joke, see, I can't even read it because it's...
Yeah, well, because it's crass.
Yeah, it was going. Barker spent a decade in radio before being named the host of the game show Truth or Consequences, which I am old enough to have watched clips of. That was in 1956 when he was on that show. He stayed with that show all the way until 1975. That's why I was able to see it. But in 1972, he also joined a revival of The Price is Right. He hosted that one until his retirement in 2007, replaced by Drew Carey. Bob also delivered a beatdown to Adam Sandler in the 1996 comedy Happy Gilmore. They won the 1996 TV MTV Movie Award for Best Fight. Absolutely hysterical. We play it all the time. Over his career, he won 15 Emmys, received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Daytime Emmys, and was inducted into the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. Let me see if I can read that without slurring. The Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. He was also an animal rights activist. You remember at the end of the show, he'd say, stay and neuter your pets. And he spent years urging us to do that. PETA remembered Barker as, quote, one of the first stars to go vegetarian more than 30 years ago. And he urged families to stay away from SeaWorld, demanded the closure of cruel bear pits masquerading as tourist attractions. And then, you know, he was always active with the animals. He will be missed by everyone, according to Adam Sandler. Heartbreaking day. Love to Bob always and his family. Thanks for all you gave us. So that's it. Bob Barker, really very, very fortunate to have met Bob Barker. Can you give,
because I don't know enough about these stories because I hear smatterings of them. My only interaction was one fantastic interview we had when we used to do middays on WJFK.
He was very accessible to radio.
He was super sweet, but also I had just watched an episode of Access Hollywood when Billy Bush was the host.
Hey, all right, Oscar. Yeah, the Golden Boy. And, fantastic, beautiful.
And Bob's dogs had escaped, and they were taping Billy trying to catch them out of the front door. It was like some B-roll. And it was just a throwaway comment to Bob, and he was like, let me tell you what happened. Like, it was just like he had this whole, like, he was just a showman. He
and
had
the thing
a story
that's cool
behind
about Bob
that.
Barker, when he was talking to Billy Bush, he said, and when you're a star, you can grab them right by the...
No, he didn't say that.
That was another
didn't.
Guy. That,
How dare you?
That. How
but
dare
you're,
you, Bob?
I used to listen to Bob Barker, like, I can't even count the times that he was on the Don and Mike show.
Well, that was me, usually.
Well, clearly, but he's like just growing into... I'm talking about when he was really on, right?
Well, I know we interviewed him one time out doing a radio tour out in L.A.
Yes,
and he came on, and he was great then. We might have had him on one or two.
Did you and Rob, or was it just Rob that walked back into the set and the archives of like seeing the Plinko and everything set up?
All three of us.
Great.
Don, Mike, and Rob, we all went back there, and I remember being kind of taken aback by how much plywood there was back there. That Showcase Showdown wheel right there, that's made out of wood. That was made out of wood. It might still be made out of wood. They just put funny, you know, they put shiny stuff on it. But that was kind of cool seeing that. They're very arts and crafts kind of items
it's
that they
TV
wheel
magic.
Out there. Yeah, it's not like they have these things, 3D printed somewhere. This is like a workshop with union guys that get hammers and nails and put together all that BS that they do on the show. Now, I saw over the weekend that someone had posted the original pilot episode of The Price is Right, and I'm here to tell you, Bob Barker hit the ground, prepped and ready. That show was the same show.
Tight.
It was just, it was no growing pains at all, and it's because of him, because he's such a super pro. I love Drew Carey. I think he's a funny guy, seems to be a nice gentleman, but Bob Barker was the gold standard, and it was tough. Nobody could have filled those shoes.
How many, and also how many people dreamt of it was a rite of passage, like as a, not on a lark, but you would go and try to become a contestant, something that I definitely wanted to do.
Hollywood.
I had two friends, one from high school that won the Showcase Showdown, which I thought was cool, and then I had another who was just
like a game show. I don't know if the word is whore. Is that the best way to say it? Because he was on Deal or No Deal. He was on The Price is Right.
If I lived out there, I'd do it all the time.
Well, because that's what he did. He would live out there. And I guess the gist is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that you win the Showcase Showdown, but you're probably a college kid.
Right.
That you don't, you basically sell everything.
Because you can't pay the taxes.
You can't pay the taxes.
Yeah. You get to keep the car, but you have to come up with the taxes for it. And so that punches everybody out.
Correct.
And the thing about The Price is Right is the formula for the game show was just so solid. It still is to this day. It was just a great concept that they had. And Bob Barker was the pro's pro. Just made to do what he did and, ended up accessible. And when you're like that, and then when you can laugh at yourself, that's the numero uno rule. When you can laugh at yourself, which he did in Happy Gilmore, it became iconic, And I wish, Mac, will we get burned if we play that clip at some point during the show? Mac, if you find the clip of Bob Barker, Adam Sandler fight, that would be fun to play, and we can play it before the end of this segment if we do. But Bob Barker, safe home. You're one of the greats of all time and a sweetheart. Not many bad. I tell you, it takes a lot of balls to say something bad about Bob Barker because he was one of the good guys. He really was. If you hate paper straws with a passion, I'm not a fan. I don't like them, but I understand them. But here's some more ammunition for you paper straw haters when they're doing this for the environment. A new study found they might not be that eco-friendly after all. Researchers in Europe tested straws from 39 different brands, and 90% of the paper straws had forever chemicals linked to health issues like cancer. So they're loaded up with whatever they use to process paper. They tested 20 different types of paper straws, Oscar, and 18 of them contained low levels of, it sounds scary, doesn't it? Forever chemicals that don't break down in nature. There it is.
I think this is big plastic working against big paper. And let me explain why.
Right.
Plastic straws, they don't get soggy when you're drinking your big soda from the fast food joint. And they don't, or they don't get jacked up where you're like, I can't even suck through this because it's been you're getting liquid through.
Right.
The size of area that maybe
because they're small
is smaller than anybody's urethra. They're can't get anything out.
They're always small.
Yes,
too.
It's a little guy, so it's a pain. I will. If someone gives me a paper straw, I say thank you. I don't use it. I pop open the lid or lick off whatever thumbprint was put on the glass because I know I'm going to get more liquid that way. Fine.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But I have to say this: Forever Chemicals also on. Plastic straws as well. 75% of plastic straws.
Yeah, this is where I go with paper all day, and I'll get whatever germs come from the thumbprint
I'll go paper all day because I don't want to see a sea turtle.
I don't want to see this. A sea turtle, if it gets lodged in its nose, it'll biodegrade and that'll get out. The steel straws or the plastic straws, no thanks.
Plastic straws, right. But the only place I want an exception made is at Iguana Mia when they give us those big, wide straws for our margaritas. God, those are great.
Do they reuse them or they're plastic?
I don't think they reuse them. No. I'm not sure. I'll show you those sometime. I know Carla stole some and brought them home. Very, very cool. Okay, this is interesting. I don't know how I feel. I'm such a big Sopranos fan. Drea Di Matteo is now on OnlyFans. She was Adriana, remember? Christopher's girlfriend.
That's a fall from grace.
Super, super hottie. Isn't she 60 or something?
What am I supposed to judge?
The Sopranos for 5 seasons before they horrible kill off too.
Yeah,
really nasty.
In the woods.
Silvio killed her. It was terrible.
Spoiler.
She was also on Desperate Housewives and Sons of Anarchy. Drea's prolific profile pic rather shows her sitting on a mattress holding a cigarette and wearing nothing but a pair of boots. I happened to look at the profile pic. It seems like there's a chance, a small chance, that photo of Drea Di Matteo may have been from a while back. But
Who am I to judge?
Nobody's to judge. You got to do what you got to do.
Well, actually, why not? She'll probably make more off the OnlyFans than she did for the series.
Yeah. Hey, Mac, what are you doing back there today? You got anything going on?
He can't pull that up.
He can't get that one?
No, he can't pull that up.
Okay. Oh, because of her?
Well, just because of the overall work environment.
But I do have the Bob Barker clip when you're ready.
Oh, yeah, the Bob Barker. Okay, before we talk about Drea some more, this is Bob Barker, Adam Sandler, the greatest movie fight, comedy movie fight in history, right here.
I believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go. Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Oh! There we go.
Still funny. Still funny with his white hair. He punches him into the pond.
I forgot this.
I haven't
now
seen this in a long time. He's kicking his ass.
Still great.
How do you know? I forgot how great it is. Oh, my God. Oh, I had butts him.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Oh, he grabs him by the throat. There he goes.
I think you've had enough.
No?
Here we go. The finishing
now
move.
You've had enough.
There it is. Oh, my bitch. God. Thanks, Matt. Thank you for doing that. So getting back to Drea, yeah, she's doing that. She's. It looked to me to be a long time ago photo that she's using for a profile pic.
Make what you can while you can.
I root for her. I hope, you know. Let me see if I can get. I'll send an email to our number one researcher, Schmoxker Schmishmana.
Yes.
Who could perhaps let us know how that.
Yeah,
how
I
that
heard
is
he's
going
got. I don't know if they have a season pass, but there's some sort of credentials. I'll ask him.
But anyway, her bio reads: "This is I'm just the reporter. The Sopornos. There's no word on what you're going to see, but whatever it is, I'll cost you $15 a month." So that's how
let,
much.
Let me ask you this. Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra. Well, Carmen Electra, I know for sure, has an OnlyFans, I've heard. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I feel like that's more appropriate, maybe because of her body of work, no pun intended, than understanding that an actress, a working actress that was on the most prolific shows on television, now is like, is on this platform. But then who am I to judge if you've got like all of these influencers and celebrities on there? It just feels different. I don't even know why.
I just like people to know that if anything presents itself to me in the next, in the last years of my life.
Yes.
In the twilight of my life, ladies and gentlemen, if a situation was to, you know, approach me where it would be a rather lucrative to sacrifice some of my pride, I'd like all of my listeners, all of you that are listening right now to know that I am a dirty little whore. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Just wanted to make
noted.
That real clear.
Noted.
I won't be on OnlyFans, though. They wouldn't want me.
You never know.
The three airlines with the most delays during Labor Day travels are you ready?
Ready.
JetBlue, 20%. Mm. Allegiant Air, 18%. And Frontier Airlines, 18%. JetBlue has the highest average diversion rate, meaning changing its flight path from the originally planned destination to an alternative airport. Spirit Airlines passengers were most likely to be left at the terminal as they had the highest cancellation rate during the holiday weekend. I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Well, Spirit, you're like, okay, that makes sense.
The airport with the most delayed departures was Luis Munoz Marin International Airport in Puerto Rico at 20%. Newark's Liberty International Airport. You've been there.
Oh, it's a tough airport to be in.
That follows with 18%, and Dallas Love Field sees 17% of their flights take off late during the Labor Day weekend. So if you're flying those three, let's see. JetBlue, Allegiant, and Frontier, be prepared.
My greatest experience at JetBlue is seeing that 7 o'clock flight from Boston, Logan, to DCA go to 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
Under storms.
You just never know.
Understand.
Police, this is in your backyard. I don't know if you saw it. I had to talk about it because the picture was great. Police in Fairfax County, Virginia, are calling him the Bird Bandit. Police say the suspect displayed a knife and robbed somebody of an undisclosed amount of money at a McDonald's in the Seven Corners area of Northern Virginia on Tuesday morning. That's according to the Washington Post. The suspect is described as a Hispanic man in his late 20s or early 30s with a black cowboy hat and three parrots. He had parrots on his shoulders. Surveillance footage from a nearby 7-Eleven showed the man with two birds on his hat. I think they're real, but I'm not sure. And another on his shoulder. They don't say whether it's live or, you know, stuffed birds.
It's
I'm
classic,
not sure.
What is it, distraction, right? Where you're like, oh, this guy's got live parrots on him.
And, Mac, if you find that one before the story's over, that'd be great, too. Police say the suspect, there he is. He's on his game. All right, now you can see better than I can, Oscar.
Those live look like parrots? Real parrots.
There you go. Police say the suspect left the area in a blue SUV. I don't know if they've caught him yet, but anyone with information should call information 703-256-8035. NBC Washington, that's the Channel 4, notes that since the man's feathered companions weren't present during the McDonald's robbery, they may actually be innocent.
There it is. Fantastic.
I love anybody that does that. Like, if you're going to do something, do it with some character.
Oh, my God.
Not the robbery, but, like, he's got flair.
Style is, style points all around. We will take a break. When we come back, I want to hear all about Shannon at the car dealership. Yes, siree. Sounds like big fun in the old town tonight. We'll be right back. You, ladies and gentlemen, have the pleasure of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Hey, everybody. We are sponsored by Groove Life. Level up your style game with Groove Life belts. I love my Groove Life belt, wearing it right now. I've made the switch. I don't wear any other belts. I literally don't wear any other belts anymore. These belts are my constant companion. I have five of them now. The Groove belt boasts unique webbing for perfect stretch and a revolutionary buckle with powerful neodymium magnet.
Thank you.
Neodymium magnets. No hassle, just snap it on effortlessly. Say farewell to bothersome belt flaps with the ingenious Stiff Tech buckle. Trust me, your waist will thank you. Plus, Groove Life backs it all with a whopping 94-year warranty, making the ultimate belt investment. But hold on, there's more. Groove Life offers exceptional wallets and so much more. Elevate your essentials today with Groove Life. It's time to bring your belt into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you're going to find. Go to our website to do it, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. All right, you had mentioned, it sounded to me like what you were talking before the show about was perhaps Shannon going to an automobile dealership. Is that, are you leasing your Volvo?
No.
I mean, your Volvo?
The Volvo is, we're in our fifth year. So it's paid off. So that's a blessing, right?
All right. So you own the Volvo.
We own the Volvo.
Okay. Gives you the flexibility of, maybe wheeling and dealing a little bit.
Yes. And also deciding like what you're going to do to the car. And it's a 2019, we're in 2023, so 4 years, probably got in 2018, so five years.
SUVs are very popular.
Yes, they're very popular. And we'll do the correct maintenance. We're lucky to have a short commute these days, so I think it has 35,000 miles. Not bad for a four-year-old car, right?
For 4 years old, that's really, really good.
Lightly used. And Shannon does this bit where she thinks she finds a great deal at the dealership, which we all know is not going to be a great deal, but I don't want to complicate things. I'm not going to find a Euro body shop to do things to this car.
Does she have a dream car that she wants?
She doesn't care about cars, which is great.
Okay. So what deal did she see, like a product advertised?
Went and got the car serviced at its 35,000 mile mark.
Okay.
And they said that we needed new calipers and new brake pads. Like, I don't know. It was a function of dollar that I didn't realize was happening. And
they're expensive. Brake pads, rotors are
The bill was roughly $3,000 after everything was supposed to be done, right?
Welcome to inflation right there.
And she had mentioned that they said, because she was talking about the handling of the car as they're trying to sell her up at the dealership, and somehow they mentioned that there was a Polestar package that was going to give the car better performance. We're talking about a Volvo.
Polestar, like electric vehicle?
No, they have a Polestar. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay.
Volvos have a Polestar race brand that I said now they've made into a different brand called the Polestar vehicle, the car.
So the Polestar is not exclusively electric?
The Polestar is the brand of car is exclusively electric. The tuning of like an AMG for a Mercedes is AMG for Mercedes is Polestar to Volvo.
Like okay, that's now a, that's I hear
the,
what you're talking
race,
about.
The race
so they're
initiative.
Talking about taking your sensible SUV vehicle and turning it into a bit of a rocket ship? Is that what they're talking about? All right.
And the price for that rocket ship is $1,400. And it is a chip that they put into the Polestar, and then they unlock a lot of the features that'll make it, give it better handling, give it better horsepower, and a longer, I guess, acceleration time lapse.
Where, a shorter,
basically more oomph. Right?
0 to 60.
More horsepower and more torque. That's the gist of it.
If
I don't know enough about cars.
If you hadn't dropped $3,000 on the brakes, I'd maybe be interested.
Well, they've been trying to sell this to me every time I've taken it to the dealership.
Oh,
and
really?
I've always said no.
And your car is so the plan is to hold on to your car for
till
the foreseeable
future.
Till
it would drive it into the ground.
Okay, I get it.
That's it.
All right. And with the low mileage, you haven't beaten the crap.
And I don't feel bad when the rim gets scratched because it's just a steel rim. There's nothing beautiful or crazy on it.
I should also say the brakes, that's about right. Your timeline for the brakes, you know, for the brakes being shot.
New brakes,
it's usually about 20,000. That's usually about
ready to rock.
All right.
And fine. $3,000, painful. We'll do it. Anybody that owns a car knows you have to do the brakes are more important. Fine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I go and pick up the car and they say it's $4,500. And I said, how could this be $4,500? And they said, well, your wife, she opted in for the Polestar package, the upgrade. And
it's been done.
It's been done.
Okay.
And I said, is there any way you could just roll this thing off the car? Because I don't need it.
Take it out.
Like,
there's a little bit more than just
I said,
a chip
delete in. The software. Delete the software.
You said
and
that to him?
Yes. And the lady said, what do you mean delete the software? I was like, I imagine it's just a software, a chip you put in. I don't know. Take the chip out, throw it back in the bin, and put my old chip in.
What did she say?
She said, I don't, no one's ever asked us to take the chip out. And I said, I don't want to make a bit. I have little limited time here. Can I talk to your service manager? So the guy comes
in.
He's very, very thoughtful and kind. He goes,
oh my God, scene time.
I'm not making a scene. I'm more like.
Roger? Yeah, Roger, we've got a real dick up here that just wants us to like undo the work that his wife. I don't know what's going on.
So he says, sir, what seems to be the problem? I said, I'm happy that the Polestar package is in. I was not expecting to pay for it this time or any time because you've offered me every time I've come here. If you look at your records, I always say no to it.
It's their number one upsell.
Yeah. And I have actually looked at the details and it says I'm going to get 10% horsepower. I mean, like 10 horsepower more. And yeah, the torque should be better. But for 10 horsepower, I don't know if it's worth $1,500. And
no.
I'm going to move on. Is there any way you could delete it off? The car, I can wait 30 minutes and then, you know, refund me and I'll pay the $3,000. I was like, I don't not want to spend money. I just don't want to spend money on things I don't need. And I think my wife was mistaken to say yes. And I don't want to make a big deal and I'm not going to make a big deal.
Shannon's always liked horsepower, though.
Well, she actually likes to drive fast. So
Good
that's what got it.
Was it really only 10 more horsepower? It had to be more.
Well, 10 for our, we had. We're lucky enough to have the premium engine in that car.
You had a 6-cylinder engine, right?
We already had it. For our model, I'm sure for other models, you can get more horsepower with the chip. But for what we had as baseline, that's all we could get is 10 more horsepower, but a lot more torque.
Okay.
And a better acceleration window.
Better performance.
Yes. And handling.
Rip off. So what did he say to you?
He said, well, I mean, we could do that, but we'd have to make another service appointment.
All right, during this discussion, do you feel like he is, that this is turning into a tennis match? Is he, you know?
He was right, which I think he was, because he had the notes, which I appreciated. You got to document everything. He said that he talked to my wife twice. And the third time she said that she was going to ask her husband about this. Not that she has to ask me about it, but it is a team effort. So if you're going to spend an extra $1,500 on something that we might not need.
It's a Latin household. She does.
It is ass. She does not have to ask.
She's required.
No, she's not.
Gets the hose again.
I did say. Mm-hmm. Brakes are important. Don't cheap out on brakes. We'll get the brakes done. That's something that has to do with safety, but we don't need the performance package. Mm-hmm. And he said that, yes, it says here that we've asked her twice about the Polestar package, and the third time she said yes. So I call my wife, and I pick up, I said, hey, look, this is substantially more than I thought this was going to be. I just want to go.
That's exactly what he said. Hi, Shannon. It's your husband, Oscar. This happens to be substantially more than we had agreed
45% on. 45% more.
Sure, it sounded just like that.
And I said, what's the story? And she said, well, you said you wanted the performance. And I said, Shannon, I said, it'd be nice to have the performance.
Because you've had a little hesitation.
Correct.
On the highways
and
byways.
But it's 10 horsepower. And I said that, she goes, all I heard was it'd be nice to have the performance. I said, but it's 10 horsepower, not worth it in my eyes. So she says, but all I heard was, she goes, okay, well then technically I did say that, but I meant to say, I should have just said no. The word is no. I was trying to justify me being cheap and not wanting to do it, okay, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So I'm on the phone, I'm talking to this guy, and I'm hearing my wife, Shannon, lay this out to me. And then I remembered the conversation where I said, it'd be nice to have it, but 10 is not worth it. But my wife has horrible ADD. So then I know the computer which I'm dealing with, and that my wife's CPU.
So it was not an egregious error.
It was not. And I didn't make a big deal of it. And I said, all right, sir, you're right. She said yes, because I said yes in some manner, but then we're lost. Can you just take it off? He said, you have to come back tomorrow. I said, fine.
But he will take it off.
He will take it off.
And you'll get the $1,400.
Correct,
back.
Correct.
All right, good. Are you bummed?
No.
Did part of you want that torque?
So I drive the car back to
DC. Oh, good. So you get to drive it. That's easy.
Well,
because
I have to bring it back. They can't shut it off.
All right. Tell me.
It goes so much faster. And it for the 10 horsepower, and the acceleration window is so much shorter that I wish I would have done this 5 years ago.
All right. And you called the guy immediately?
I didn't call him back. I just no-showed to the follow-up, and he's got my money, and that's all I think I have to do.
There you go. I agree with you. In this day and age,
if
the car is better.
If you're out there, buy it. Don't wait. Don't delay and use the code TMOS. We'll get nothing for it, but I'm telling you that Polestar chip changes the car. It does.
All right. I will now, on the lease that I have accepted from Carla so that she could buy her dream car, and I have one more year from August. From today.
On the Volvo?
One more year
Do
of
it.
Mine.
You'll feel
one
it.
More year of mine. Here's the thing. I have a four-cylinder engine. If you want to know what a four-cylinder engine is, well, you might see them around your neighborhoods mowing lawns. That's what they do. This is my gas pedal on the highway, all right? When I really want to pass somebody, all right? 1-1000, 2-1000.
Take some time.
Because they got to get all their little injectors and turbochargers and whatever to go. I'm a power
doesn't
person.
A BMW
like
have like a chip they can put into it?
I don't think right now, if you talk about being in a spending freeze in the Santana household, I can't buy a f***ing ice cream cone right now. That's the way it is. So
if you're out there, you can afford the means.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to do it in the mistake savvy world that I did, but
it's a brand new car.
It feels like a new car.
That's great, though. So it's fun. That's
this
wonderful.
This was the
Enjoy
greatest
it.
Mistake that ever happened. Now, will we finance it? Yes.
Yep.
No problem.
And your brakes are new, too, so you can come up to a stop sign and jam them on. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's Legacy Box, the memory saver that you've been waiting for. Don't let your precious memories fade away in a hot, damp mess this summer. With Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, it's your chance to rescue those gems for just $9 a tape. It's practically magic. Just pack up your VHS tapes, your camcorder memories, and your photos, put it in your Legacy Box. They will digitize everything, and then they will hand it back to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud alongside your originals. They are the best, and they're still chugging along, doing a great job. The past meets the present, all preserved for the future. How awesome is that? We're talking about reliving your childhood, sharing with your folks, and bonding with the kiddos. Legacy Box is the real deal, a keeper of memories that's beyond price. So why wait? Dive into nostalgia with Legacy Box, because memories are timeless treasures. We all love it. And don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. And we thank you, Legacy Box. You know that my number one hobby is golf. You know that I love it, that I'm passionate about it. And it was the big enchilada, the championship for the season yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they had a little club called East Lake in Atlanta, Georgia. And as much as I love golf, I am curious as to how people feel when they're watching those payouts, where Victor Hovland, who's a crowd favorite, very personable guy, very fun guy to watch, played just amazing golf. And his take for that tournament, for that the FedEx Cup, which is the season-long competition, $18 million. Mm. And I love it when they win a big purse, but
what's the average
the first one. I probably like a million or something, $1.5 million, $2 million
for the Masters.
Like
it's $2 million.
I think it's something like that, right? For the big ones, but it's not. You know, $18 million is just insane.
Yeah.
It goes. And look, I know it's the season long playoffs and the champions. Excuse me, but there it is. it's just $18 million. I mean, does one player really need $18 million?
Isn't,
my God.
My understanding, this is this is a result of the LIV tournament bringing the hundreds of millions of dollars into the overall
I think business the FedEx of golf. Cup, I think the FedEx Cup has been a massive prize.
It wasn't this big before, because they had to actually readjust, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
So they
had to put more out there.
Well, I've heard this conversation on both sides. How much is enough for these players?
Right.
And I've heard this the same conversation had on MLB, for the NFL, for the NBA. A super max contract in the NBA is $500 million north of for a contract.
In the NBA?
In the NBA. And that's like a super max. You're getting, I don't even know the timeline, honestly, of that, like a 4-year deal, maybe 5-year deal, 4-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then even last year when LIV came in, for all the wrong reasons, in my opinion.
Right.
And then the PGA and LIV merge. Like, I think that, yeah, that's a lot of money for one person, but in the full range of sports, is it equitable? And this is where I come on the side of the players. This has nothing to do with the LIV tournament.
So you're comparing it to the other big paydays that people get.
Well, also, I'm comparing it to the other side of the equation, Mike. Think about the money that the PGA makes.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the television money that goes into these.
Yep.
These. Okay. Think about the sponsor dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, is it really equitable to the players? Most players don't take home this type of money.
No, even in this particular tournament, which is the best of the best, the 30th guy, dead last, still gets $500,000.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then the number one guy, let me see. I'll give you first through fifth.
Please.
$18 million for Victor Hovland. Second place, Xander Schauffele with $6,500,000. A guy named Wyndham Clark. Sounds like a country club dude.
Yeah, it does.
Hello, Mr. Clark. Your car's out front. Your Bentley's out front. Thank you, Wyndham. $5 million, then $4 million for Rory, $3 million for Patrick Cantlay, and that's the top five that you have right there. So you're saying equitability for distributing it among all the tour players.
Yeah, but also what's represented by the workforce. And if they're paying 18 out, are they making, is the FedEx Cup overall, what are they making annually? I'd love to see what those numbers are.
I don't think it's the particular tournament. I think it's more
over the season,
like the Charles Schwab and the seniors. It's just, I think that in this day and age, that's pretty interesting when they talk about it. And they talk about, Jon Rahm posted something on on X, the former Twitter,
yes,
that was something along the lines of, they talk about money, it's more about winning the championship, but they do obsess about the money in this particular tournament.
I'll tell you candidly, and I haven't talked about this anywhere, and I don't know if I'll ever have time to actually do this, but Shannon's been asking me to take up golf. I don't know if it's to get out of the house or just find a different passion outside of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
you got Charlie Burney. He's a big golf guy.
Yeah, but Charlie does not play anymore.
No,
he just doesn't like to play.
Okay. All right.
It's funny. I guess maybe if you own golf courses, you don't actually play them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you're in a rock band, you don't go to see other mm-hmm. bands.
Yeah. Charlie sits up in the clubhouse and just does this. Kill him, the emperor.
There was only one time, candidly, where we were going to go play one of his family's courses. And then something happened where our time like got derailed or a meeting got pushed that we couldn't go. But that's the one and only time.
Okay.
And right. But there are a ton of public courses that I could go to. Mm-hmm. And I guess Shannon's take is, look, if you go out there, like you can maybe get good enough to play with everybody that invites you. Because I do get invited and then they ask me what my handicap is. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm really great company. I will make you laugh.
There it is.
I'll be great. And I won't be mm-hmm. a bad sport when I lose all my balls. And they're like,
you a little advice?
Yes.
Just keep it moving. Don't worry about your shots. Just you hit a crappy shot, come up, drop it next to the other guy, hit another shot.
But for me, I don't even need advice. I just, once they hear that I don't golf well.
Right. But I'm talking about when you get to the course.
I don't.
I'm giving you that advice.
Yeah, I don't get wrapped up in the wins or losses.
As you just want to go and hit it around and not take
have
it
fun.
You play with somebody. If you're playing with somebody who's taking it seriously,
yes,
stay out of their way and let them do it.
Yeah.
But then you just do your thing. I'm just going to drop. Just all the people, at least I can speak from experience. If you play with an absolute chopper, as we call them, then all you want to do is just make sure you don't interfere. That even if you hit bad shots, it doesn't interfere.
I just stay out of the way.
What happens is when you play with a chopper that wants to spend 10 minutes looking for his golf ball
so he can get back in the fairway
to shoot his 9 or 10.
I'm moving on. Yes.
That's a drag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. And it's a blast. And if you like, not only do you get to play it, but you can go out and you can like go to a range or something and hit some balls and stuff like that. You'd love it.
I think I can get into it.
And then maybe before I die, you could play with me sometime.
Well, I have to be good enough, as the same rules apply to you and Donnie Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
You're competitive.
Yeah, well, Donnie and I play regular games with people that are, selfish and unforgiving. That's the way that goes every time. So true. Selfish and unforgiving. That's golfers. That's golfers all the way. You know, we have a season-long competition, much like the FedEx Cup, but we call it the Summer Cup down here in Florida. And I think the Summer Cup goes through, I think, Labor Day, but I'm not sure. But I should be sure. I should pay attention to it because your boy is sitting at the top of the leaderboard.
Really?
In the Summer Cup. Yeah.
How do they score?
I played that great, but I've just, what's that?
What's the handicap? What's the score?
Well, I mean, it's the money total that you win with your $20 buy-in.
Oh, my God.
Play.
Is it a raffle, or do you actually get judged by your play?
I don't remember because I've been so bitter in the past. I haven't paid attention to what they get, but I'll keep you advised and I'll keep you posted. But I also gained 4 pounds this weekend. 4 pounds this weekend.
How's that possible? You're on the
medicine.
I'll
tell you how it's possible.
Okay.
Carla, a few weeks ago, buys this beverage that's a cannabis-based beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken it all over. She likes it. I like it. Two of them in the evening. Blissful sleep. Very, very nice.
Yes.
I like my dad grass. I like my beverage. And I'm not somebody who partook in the day because I didn't like it.
No,
like,
you're actually say no to, you're like McGruff the crime dog.
Exactly. But I think this microdosing that you hear about is something that worked for me. And last night, or I should say probably 5:30 in the afternoon, I had one. And then Carla didn't finish her first one, so I had about half of that. And then I had one more.
Oh, no.
And what I didn't realize is that even with the microdosing, if you ingest enough of this, you get one of the traditional comedic side effects of cannabis, which is it blew my Manjaro out of the water.
Yeah.
It won. It won the battle. Manjaro was in there, all in my bloodstream, injected into my leg going, I don't want to eat anything. I don't want to eat anything. And the cannabis drink comes along and goes, oh, man, you're going to eat everything. You're going to eat everything that's not nailed down. Pizza, pasta salad, a burger from the cookout earlier today, and the veal chop that you didn't eat at dinner the night before because you were on Manjaro. I ate it all. And, it showed on the scale, but I'll be fine tomorrow. I'll be right back on track tomorrow. That's it.
I just for me
it was the real.
You're the only person that's on this drug that can break through the seal. Like everyone else,
I can't do this again. I told her. I said she's got a ton of it and it's expensive. And I said you got those cans. I can't drink one of them anymore. I cannot touch it anymore. It'll make me if it makes me do that.
Yeah.
Because I would have been down, but I turned into a maniac. I wasn't even hungry. I was just all with that cannabis kind of nah, shoving stuff into my mouth. It was ridiculous. It was disgusting. Totally disgusting. I'm not proud of myself at all. We got to take a break. We'll wrap this thing up when we come back. I want to say thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that as I continue to battle the Battle of the Bulge, as they like to call it. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll be right back. Back. Pasta salad. Hey, let's talk about Chime. Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime sweeps in with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores, safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments. No annual fees and no credit check to begin. It's your passport to the Asport. No, I'm sorry. It's your passport to Visa accepted spots. All while bolstering your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Your credit's a big deal, so build yours up with Chime. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 qualified direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. And here we go. The Chime credit bill. Excuse me. Here we go. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card issued by Stride Bank NA, member FDIC. Chime checking account at $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively affect your... Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Pasta salad. Thank you very much. Hey, listen. One last thing on that Chime. Folks,
yes.
I can tell you this. You go somewhere. You want a home loan. You want a boat loan. You want a car loan. You say they tier you. They tier you based on your credit.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to pay more for that loan if you are not a good credit risk. So be aware of that. With this Chime, you want to build it up. You want to build that. That's what, because down the road, you might not think now. It's like, oh, man, I'm going to drink the cannabis drink and just have some chips. No, the fact is, with Chime and people like Chime, they build your credit up, which means you can go get a loan and get it at favorable terms. That's it in a nutshell. So that's all I wanted to say. That's it. That's all. And other than that,
Johnny Smith.
No, I'm
morning,
not.
Johnny.
No, I'm not playing that. God damn it! I wanted to get back to the thing that I was doing. Your mother is back in town.
Yes,
I want to say welcome to Mama Santana.
Welcome
Very
home,
happy.
Mama Santana. Mm-hmm. This is how you know she's American and fully naturalized, but maybe in her bloodstream. She asked to go right to McDonald's after we picked her up at Dulles Airport, where all the dreams come from the international flights. What do I mean by that is that if you've ever been to the right of the terminal, that's where all the international flights
duty
come out.
Duty-free.
And that's where all the families are there waiting for their family members to come off the plane. And Shannon has lived a lily white life for her entire life. So she didn't know that there was a terminal where all the international flights come off. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, I'm not, this is not something that I think anyone really has taught you, but if you want to figure out which flights are your family's flights, you're going to look for the Latinos coming all out as a group, because that's where my mom's probably going to be, because
coming out with the ponchos.
Yeah. Well, just
the woven, F-O-B. The woven
ponchos. They're going to be FOB. God bless them. But I was like, if you see a profile, but if there's a lot of flights from other lands and they don't look like my mom, it's not going to be her in the group. And it takes time. And it takes time for her to get off the flight, because she's got to go through immigration, and then she's going to get her bags. And she's 75, and I'm sure she'll find somebody to help her out. She had, and she said, "This is so international." I said, "Yes, this is the international terminal. I know you've probably flown to like Southern Maryland and back. I don't know what's happened in your life.
That international airport in Southern Maryland, the Lexington Mark." The Lexington Park International Airport.
The North Beach International Airport.
Welcome to the Solomon's Island International Airport. Yes. Thank you very much. Right next to
the Tiki Bar. It was fun to see my wife, through her eyes, realize like there's another world out there.
A big, beautiful world.
And she's like, you're right. It's like you can tell when like the Asian flights have come off. You can tell when like the Eurasian flights have come out, the Southeast Asia flights have come out, or the Latin American flights have come out, or maybe the Central African flights have come out, like from the nation. I said, yes, when you see a lot of little Latin ladies and golden brown like your boy, that's probably my mom's flight that's getting out of immigration.
Aye-yee!
So we throw my mom into the wheelchair, roll her off to the car, put her in the car. And I said, Mom, what would you like? And my mom doesn't need a wheelchair. She just doesn't like walking at 75 anymore. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
She says, quiero ir a McDonald's. And I said, okay, that's done.
They don't have them in Bolivia.
She goes, I miss McDonald's. And I said, okay. So then we drove her straight to McDonald's, the closest one near Dulles. We figured it out on Waze. And as you recall, earlier in the story, I said we had the car at the dealership, which got detailed as well. So it's clean and perfect.
And look at how fast it goes, Mom.
And when they tell you that your parents become children when they get older, the amount of salt my mom sprayed all over my front passenger seat because she was salting her fries was ridiculous. And when I asked her if she could just put a napkin underneath her fry holster because she was getting salt everywhere, she said,
I forgot it had a name, fry holster.
She said to me, you have messed up so many of my cars. I can't put salt all over your seat. I said,
now shut up and let me
eat. Fine, but you just squirted ketchup on the dashboard without realizing it when you were putting ketchup on your fries, and I let that go.
Welcome home, Mama.
A bridge too far. So she had her number one meal in the car, made a mess. Things were everywhere.
Did you stay the night or did you just drop her off?
We dropped her off, and then she said, is there anything good on television? Because apparently they don't have Netflix in Bolivia, or my dad's too cheap to pay for it. So she said, and I said, yes, there's a Beanie Baby movie on Apple Plus. You used to collect Beanie Babies. Do you remember? And she made us watch it all over again with her, even though we had seen it. And I explained to her we had seen it.
Oh, my God. That's
awesome.
And
this is 7 o'clock. And I said, okay, Mom, we're going to go. And she goes, oh, you guys are going to leave so early? And then she goes, is there another movie you could watch? And I said, sure. And I said, do you remember that Michael J. Fox actor? And she said, yes. And
the documentary about Michael J. Fox?
Yes, we watched that again, even though we had watched it. And then she, at that point, said, okay, you guys sleeping over? I said, no chance. And we made up that we had to work on Sunday, so we left. We left her. For the day. She'd been gone for a month. She's back, baby, and that's that.
Well, that is all the time we have. Welcome back, Mama Santana. Glad to have you back here. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow with Rob Spiewak and the whole family back together. Don't forget, we have a few fruitcakes left, Fruitcake Futures. This is our fundraiser, and it wraps up this week, so go get your fruitcake. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
Goodbye.
You're unstoppable.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems,
But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.